Recording started.
Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 31st of March, and ending on Sunday, the 6th of April. And this is the week after a lot of things have happened, and eclipses and Neptune changing signs. And so we do get a little bit of a breather on the major changing things, what we do have. However, are the first aspects of the moon for the Neptune in Aries cycle. And that will be a change of pace. You know, some of the moons had trouble with the Pisces Neptune, and now they won't. So there's like a, that's interesting. Also, at the end of the week, we will have Mercury stationary, which is always like the worst of the worst of the Mercury retrograde cycle. And Mercury will go direct on Monday, the 7th of April at 7:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So that is something to know, that the Mercury is slowing down this week. It is going to be direct after that, but it is going to be gradually losing speed, and that's always a little more troubling for Mercury. So on Monday, I was like shocked to see a totally blank space on Monday, but it's just only because there's the first aspect for the moon in Taurus in the first phase of the lunar cycle. It isn't going to come in until 6:15 a.m. on Tuesday, April Fool's Day, the 1st of April. It's something, somebody always catches me with something, but anyway, I shouldn't bother telling you to beware because you may get caught also. Moon is sextile Mars in Cancer at that aspect. So the whole day on Monday, we don't really feel the aspect, but there's something, quote, good or helpful on the way. Now, this is always an interesting pairing. When we get Taurus paired with Cancer, we're looking at the two foodie signs of the zodiac, and the moon in Taurus is going to be responding and reacting with the desire to experience sensuality. Mars may have really strong feelings about the food that he eats in Cancer, but it is also a nice stabilizing moment for Mars in Cancer, which is the energy that we are seeing out there with the anger of the multitudes of the people of a country, all right, because that's what Cancer represents, the family of your country, and all the action, and maybe something, I guess hard to imagine, I know, but maybe something is heard on Monday that leads to a sense of greater stability. We can hope, and we can even vision even better than hope. So Moon in Taurus on Tuesday will go into a sextile again, and this time to the victim energy of Saturn in Pisces. 7:33 a.m. Eastern is when that comes in exactly. So people are trying to feel their grounding Taurus self be more steady. And that is the potential. We do have a surprise, though, as Moon joins Uranus in Taurus at 7:56 a.m., on Tuesday morning, and that's possible to be something that's a jolt and is unpleasant, but maybe it's something that is also helpful in the realm of finance, real estate, or something like that. And the moon will go on to sextile our two retrograde planets in Pisces, Venus first at 11:54 a.m. So this can be also a very comforting and pleasant and sensually rewarding time. And then the sextile to Mercury in Pisces until 1:43 p.m. So once again, Moon is acting as a grounding anchor for some of these planets that have been having a hard time. The Moon in Taurus is void, of course, until it enters Gemini at 4:26 p.m. on Tuesday. And here is the Moon's sextile now to Neptune in Aries. And that's until 4:34 p.m. So here we have the mind now associating with the more ephemeral Neptune, the more poetic Neptune, the more spiritual Neptune and creative Neptune, and Aries. So this is one of the times, especially because we see a following aspect of the Moon in Gemini trine Pluto in Aquarius all the way till 17 p.m., where Neptune in Aries may be producing invention. And it could have something to do with water, the oceans, and such like that. But this is, again, helpful opportunity when it's sextile. An easy flow of energy goes into the thinking about the transformation in the future, Pluto in Aquarius. And then we have another wonderful sextile from the Moon in Gemini. It goes to the Sun in Aries until 2:20 p.m. on Wednesday. And here we have inner feelings of comfort, as well as outer experiences that go well. Again, we're not out of the Mercury retrograde yet. You can be talking to people and reconnecting with people to get conversations and things talked about and, you know, maybe some plans made if it's already in motion, but wasn't something new just coming up during Mercury retrograde. And then after this, Moon in Gemini joins Jupiter until 7:25 p.m., what a night for a celebration. A nice gathering of friends, and that would be wonderful. It could be very humor-filled as well. But it could also be an overdose for people who aren't into lots of information and conversation. You have to be really willing for that kind of activity to be taking place. But after 7:25 p.m. on Wednesday, we are going to the three squares coming up for the Moon in Gemini. The first one arrives at 9:52 a.m. on Thursday, and that's the Moon square Saturn. There's always a skeptic in the crowd. There's always a naysayer. There's always the reasons why not, and they are going to come up. Maybe there's some bad news as well. But next square is to Venus, retrograde in Pisces, and that's till 12:37 p.m. So here again, if you're, the conversation isn't comfy, the maybe return of some issue with other isn't going well. It's not as difficult when it's a mutable sign, but it's still uncomfortable. It's very different points of view here. And Moon in Gemini still has that kind of issue with Mercury retrograde in Pisces until 2:26 p.m. So you had 1, 2, 3 days of the first week, 2 days of the first week in April. And then you have to kind of step back on Thursday with squares. A little void, of course, Moon in Gemini. Happy, happy, happy to be over that speed bump in its desire to flit and fly. Moon enters Cancer at 6:50 p.m. And now Moon in Cancer will start getting the difficulties with Neptune. And this is the square to Neptune in Aries until 7:07 p.m. Okay, well, Moon in Cancer needs to feel secure. Neptune is not working with her now. Neptune is cloudy about activity. And so it's disconcerting for the Moon in Cancer. But the Moon will go on, and it will be planetary energies that are supportive until the Moon's next aspect that comes in late on Friday, the 4th. That will be the square from Moon in Cancer to the Sun in Aries. That's at 10:15 p.m., and that is taking us out of the first quarter lunar phase and into the second. So if we were making plans, and if we use the eclipse to actually seed some of our goals, this is where you have been spending the first quarter phase in, what do I really want to do with this? Where do I really want to put energy? Where might I flourish if I take this movement? And some of that Gemini moon was really helpful for looking at things like that. And the second quarter is when we want to really push ahead. And we want to find those things that are going to help us succeed, reach those people that are going to help us succeed. But it doesn't happen with the moon's square to the sun. You have to wait for something else if you want to move forward, because this is, again, the instinct and the conscious desire to express are very different. The Moon in Cancer wants to be protected and, you know, not too much in the world, but the Sun in Aries is like, let's go. And it isn't an easy inner marriage, so it won't be easy on the outer either. So that Friday isn't the time to be connecting with the people you want to connect with. However, you have some Saturn sextile to Uranus and Taurus energy in the morning from 12:21 p.m. And this is, again, maybe finding a way to feel less uncertain and insecure. And then Mars gets to sextile Uranus and Taurus until 7:05 p.m. and then trine Saturn at 9:08 p.m. So something about Mars and its passion to protect the family, to protect the home, to protect the country is moving forward and helping Mars, is helping Uranus and Saturn. And they're helping back. So, again, we'll see. You know, the news is constant. You can't get away from it. And some of the things we've heard recently are just, you know, almost unbelievable. But that seems to be true every day. So something is settling things a little bit in a more positive direction. But then we have the moon square the sun in Aries. So that could be an anger reaction. Also, Saturday, we have the moon sextile Uranus and Taurus until 3:20 p.m. So here's a time. And 3:29 p.m., the moon trines Saturn in Pisces. So all the way up to like about 3:30 on Saturday, you can feel good. You can, you know, have a good lunch or a brunch, enjoy being in that realm and maybe finding something, although, again, hopefully you've seen it before. That's something new for the kitchen, electronic device and stuff like that. But better if you've already, you know, seen it and you're going back and saying, yeah, and I think I really want that one, because, again, Mercury is about to station completely on Sunday. And it won't go direct again, as I said, until Monday. So here we have just 20 minutes where a big flare-up could occur from about 3:30 to about 10 to 4. Be careful, the moon is joining Mars. And that can also be something about being careful in the home. If you're cooking and you're cutting or you're using something that is heating up, be aware that that's at 20 minutes where you might be in another world. Moon in Cancer has a tendency sometimes to be in the future instead of in the present time. And, you know, it's not so good if you're using things that can harm you. But after that, Moon trine Venus, Moon trine Mercury, and the two Pisces retrograde planets, 4:36 p.m., 6:54 p.m. So they feel nourished, perhaps, by the Moon in Cancer. The Venus is, you know, she's a delicate Venus when she's in Pisces. She's also exalted when she's in compassion. So perhaps we feel a lot of that. And the Mercury energy is, you know, also going to feel like somebody understands and vice versa. The feelings. We're in the feelings when we're in the water signs. The emotions are fire. I keep telling people that. It's hard for them to not use feelings and emotions in the same breath as though they are the same. But feelings are something you receive without being able to, you know, say I had any control over this. And that's like a water element thing. Whereas emotion, higher element, is motion. And so emotion is what you can conjure up from something that you had as a feeling. And you may be able to control it better if you desire to control it. The moon enters Leo at 9:34 p.m. on Saturday. And here's Leo moon's first trine to Neptune in Aries. Wow, that is for the creatives, people in, you know, the realm of entertainment as their work, or you're going to a show, a play, a concert. Yes, this is always going to be with moon in Leo that trine to Neptune in Aries is going to create something really stirring. And, you know, Moon in Leo loves that drama there too. So that, again, is going to be completing at 12:34 a.m. Eastern Time. And the Sun in Aries will sextile Jupiter in Gemini during that time when the Moon trine to Neptune in Aries came in. This is also happening, and that's also very positive. However, after 1:02 a.m., we are in the realm of an opposition from Moon in Leo to Pluto in Aquarius, 7:19 a.m. They don't want to do what I want, says Leo. I'll show them. You know, like some big drama can ensue. But it's over. And we have a moon in Leo going into a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini. They will be very happy to join you on your entertainments and, you know, your quest, Leo moon. That won't be exact until 8:37 a.m. on Monday, but it's coming. You can feel good about that. And also during the early morning, we have retrograde Venus in Pisces giving a trine energy flow to Mars in Cancer, so you feel a little better. But, you know, Leo and Aquarius won't forget, neither will Pluto and the moon. So if you let yourself get into it, you know, fisticuffs in the emotional realm, it won't look pretty, and there will be some ramifications down the road. Let's just put it that way. Now, when we get into that Sunday, also, that is the station of Mercury. So if people were ever not functioning out on the roads or in other kinds of commuting or traveling situations or even anything having to do with speaking, I'm going to have to be really careful if I'm recording this podcast on Sunday instead of Saturday next week. And even with Saturday, it's slow Mercury. So I'm going to have to be careful. And that is something we should all keep in mind. And just know that Venus is also moving towards conjunction Saturn at 7:01 a.m. before, just, you know, 7 minutes before Mercury turns direct. And that is a sad thing. Honestly, you know, people used to have this hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned. That was a very favorite quote. It isn't Shakespeare, actually. I can't remember who it was now, but that's why people always say Shakespeare, because everybody knows who he is. But it is a disappointment for Venus when she's in conjunction to Saturn, because, you know, Venus wants some kind of expression of love, feelings, and, you know, and Saturn is not there. It's a little bit of a cold, authoritarian type of energy. Doesn't feel good. Can be, yes, disappointing. And so Venus can be sticking her thumb in her mouth and saying, nobody loves me, everybody hates me. And, you know, are there any worms around? But when we get to the following week, Mercury will start, not get up to speedy speed, but it will start to move forward. And then we will also see the direct motion for Venus. So she's slowing down a little bit again to go into her direct. And she's going to do that. I found this really interesting. She's doing it just after the full moon occurs on the 12th. In Libra, which is, of course, one of her signs of rulership. So that's kind of an appropriate thing, isn't it? So those that will be talked about, I don't know if it will warrant a separate podcast or not, but it might. But just know that we're getting that Mercury. The Mercury will be direct. And it doesn't return into Aries until April 15th, which is the day in the United States. Maybe, who knows what's going on in the United States anymore, really, but it used to be the day that you had to have your taxes filed by. So, let's see how this coming week goes. I wish you all the best with that and assimilating your eclipse. And I'll say goodbye for now.